It's go time.
Hello, Brad.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Pretty good. A little hot still.
Little? Any like look into the future where it's going to be cooler, or is this just kind of how it's going to be?
It just keeps getting pushed back. It's going to happen. Christmas and winter are going to have to happen at some point, but yeah.
It's not today.
Not today. It
No.
rained, and we thought, oh, this is going to be amazing. And all it did was make it humid.
Yeah, nothing like hot and sticky as opposed to just hot.
A helpful reminder that no matter how crappy it is at the moment, it can always get worse. Worse.
I'm just glad we're here to document it for you. That's what we do on First Ring Daily. So Paul, this guy launched.
I'll look at you with the little computer.
Yeah.
That little.
Oh, Paul, is it a little computer or is that actually just the Surface Pro?
That's funny.
Oh,
Oh,
Paul,
that's a
is
lot.
that actually the Surface Go or is that actually just the Surface 3?
It's like the Russian nesting
Yeah,
dolls.
that's exactly what I was thinking too. This thing is tiny. I mean, it is like it's tiny. Oh, I probably shouldn't do that. Well, there's your live evidence, folks, that I am actually using this thing to do that. But I mean, this thing is it's tiny. There's no other way to describe it. It's like a
Too
little
tiny.
surface, Paul. Whoops.
It's a little girl surface.
Actually, my daughter saw this thing and she's like, "It's so cute." I was like, "Yeah, don't touch it." I mean, there's nothing really to say. It's like a Surface Pro, but everything is tinier. The
I
size,
think
the
every time the
screen.
camera comes back to me, I'm going to be in a slightly different reclining position. Like next time, I'm going to be, like leaning back like this way. I don't know. I'm just like gravitating toward horizontal. Sorry.
Are you ready to go on with the show?
Yep. Sorry about
Okay.
that.
Anyways, so it's just like a Surface Pro. Everything's tinier. Screen, the keyboard, the resolution, the processing power, and the price. That's it.
Well, I have not read any reviews yet. I will do that today. I've only been home now for maybe an hour, not even a
Yeah.
couple hours, I guess. Anyway, an inquiring world wants to know real life performance, day to day, just using it as a computer, games, video, what is
Yeah.
it like?
So I think the verdict here is well, taking a step back, the reason why you may not find a lot of reviews, to be honest, is that everybody got this thing on Monday. Today is Thursday. Most people got a Monday morning, and then you got to write and all that stuff. So you're looking at a maximum 2 days of really fondling, if you will.
So basically, what you're saying is anything that has the word review in it should not be trusted.
I'm just saying they only had 48 hours with it. That's all that I'm saying. Anyways, when it comes to performance, I think it's fair to say this is a good consumption device. It is not a good creation device. Like, I would not use this to edit video. I would not use this to really create things other than maybe Word docs, emails, and just browsing the web. Do I still have that screenshot? The one benchmark, which I actually took a picture of and sent to Paul, was from 3DMark. And
Which in
I.
this case was more like 2.5D mark.
Yes. And so I can't get it up on that screen. I don't think it's on here. Maybe. No, I didn't. Well.
Way I remember it is this computer was faster than 1% of computers.
For those of you who are familiar with 3DMark scores, it's actually loading here, but it might take an hour. like the performance is not there. And 3DMark is primarily doing 3D things. Paul is just about exactly right. It scored a 27. To put that into perspective, a generic gaming laptop is 3,879. Oh, did it not save my previous runs?
I do have some 3DMark scores saved. Let me see what I can find.
But this machine scored a 27. It says better than 1% of all.
Did you do the Time Spy thing? Is that?
Yes, it was for Time Spy. It says a generic notebook is at 552. A gaming PC that supports HTC Vive or Oculus Rift needs a minimum score of 3,362. And a 4K gaming PC would be 6,733. So 6,000 points higher to get a 4K gaming.
Let me give you two scores that are kind of interesting. An HP Omen PC 88 OPs or whatever it is, 11,261. At the time, it was better than 96% of PCs. A Surface Book 2, 13.5 inch, 1,786, better than 9% of PCs.
Yep.
This thing, what did you say it was? 27 or something? 27. 2700, Brad?
No, 27.
Okay. Interesting.
So I'm actually going to run it here because when I don't know if this podcast will be long enough because the test is actually pretty lengthy. But you will see here in a second that it is not so smooth. Dogging,
I think, is the word we would use.
Yes. I did actually play Fortnite on this thing, and I'm terrible at Fortnite. And with the settings all the way down to zero, just about, it's not really playable, but I was getting about 30 frames per second. If you put the 3D rendering up to about like 35-40%, you get in the mid 20 frames per second, and you can play it. I can't really in good faith recommend you spend $399 for that kind of a Fortnite experience. So
I bet, you know, the most interesting comparison here might be to the HP Omen, sorry, the HP NVX2, which is the ARM-based PC, which is slow. I mean, I think the type of thing I'd want to look at would be like application load times, you know, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Edge, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, Netflix, it's probably streaming at, you know, 480p or something, or maybe 720.
Netflix ran just fine. I mean, it's a good, it played back video. Paul actually sent me a 4K video to run through Handbrake, and that took a long time, but I will tell you that it actually did play back that 4K video just fine. I mean, it didn't stutter.
Yeah.
And that's why I think this is a good consumption thing, and not gaming either. Like, the one thing that sits in the back of my mind is somebody might buy this thinking, oh, I'll just play some casual games on it like I can on the iPad. I don't think you really can. And I know people, Microsoft kind of cringes when people compare this thing to an iPad, but it's going to happen. And so, this thing is better.
It's absolutely comparable. I mean, that's, you have to compare it to an iPad.
Right.
And that's,
like, my kind of thing here is this thing is better at productivity than an iPad. But I would argue that the iPad is probably better at just casual things better than the Surface Go.
Yeah, reading is going to be better. There are better ebook apps on that system. All of the content apps for whatever it is, YouTube TV, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, blah, 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 all that stuff's going to be as good or better. Or, you know, a lot of that's really kind of, there it is. Not it super available. Yeah, it's jittering.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's really strange because you can get a very low end Chromebook, and that thing will really perform well for some reason. It's just, you know, the way it is. I don't know. I'm curious what, you know, this, the battle lines are being drawn here. You know, there's this kind of core enthusiast base that is sticking their fingers in their ears and they don't want to hear anything negative. This is going to be good enough for them, and you know, God love you all. I hope it works out. But I don't know. I just the notion of launching a Pentium based, you know, tablet is just weird to me.
Yeah, I will tell you, if performance is not a big thing, like if you're just going to be doing casual stuff, I mean, the build quality is exactly what you would expect. I mean, it's nice metal. I mean, it lives up to that Surface name in a kind of fit and finish. Like, it doesn't feel like, it does not feel cheap. The keyboard is actually quite good, even though it's very small. The trackpad is the same size as an Olympic swimming pool. I mean, it is, I mean, look at the difference here from the Surface 3 type cover to this thing. I mean, it's huge.
Well, but if you compare it to the Surface Pro 4, whatever you have there, Surface Pro, do you have a Surface Pro or Pro 4?
It's a Surface Pro, so it's not a Pro 4.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a little bigger, almost exactly the same size, maybe. Yeah.
It just looks so humongous with the smaller keyboard.
Yeah.
Like, put the small keyboard, just place it over the top of that so you can see the size difference between the two type covers.
Yeah.
It's a significant difference.
It is.
You know?
And it's you can feel that it is smaller. I mean, there's no arguing that, but I would not write a manuscript on this thing. But if you're sitting in a coffee shop and you just need to bang out whatever, Therat.com, Petri.com, or whatever, it's
Sure.
perfectly fine. Actually, somebody kept asking, can you use the larger covers with this thing?
Oh, you can't. They're not pin compatible.
Yeah, it doesn't even.
No, it's the first time they've changed it. They said,
Yeah, nope, that will not fit. Which actually, that's a pretty big downfall. I didn't even realize that. And the Surface 3 does not fit.
kind of makes me wonder if they're not moving to a new design, you know, going
So
forward.
the difference here, and what's actually stopping it? Oh, you can see the new pin design, you're right. So this thing has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pins, and the old covers have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I wonder what they need for. This tells me that they're planning something.
Yeah, I think this might be the new standard for the next several years now.
Yeah, because the pins just add more bandwidth. So what do they need? What are they doing that's going to add more bandwidth? Is it a backlighted type cover? Is it? I don't know.
Well, it does back. It should do backlighting, right? I think the
No, I don't think the type covers do backlight. Oh, wait, no. It could support it. You're right. Because the old, I think, power cover did backlighting.
Yeah, I don't remember. But you know, maybe it's to drive two 4K displays.
Yeah, I was wondering. Well, I thought that too, but
Don't know.
that's the wrong port. That's the Surface Connect port that would need to support that, not the.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
They're scheming and plotting
I
something.
think so. Yep.
So as you can see here, this thing is just.
It's not plotting, it's plotting.
I got nothing. Everything else, though, I mean, it's a good device. I wish that it was $399 with a type cover. That would have been a killer price point.
The other issue is it just, and this is just psychological in a way. You know, the new iPad, and I get it, they're not completely comparable. It's 329. You know, and it's just, there's probably no elegant keyboard solution for that device per se. I know Apple doesn't make one. I know there are third parties and so forth. It doesn't have that pin out. I don't remember what they call it, smart connector, or whatever they call it, like they have in the iPad Pro. But, you know, this is the type of thing where it's used less often than a phone. It's for those occasional times, you know, when you need the bigger screen or whatever. And for a lot of the use cases, frankly, I mean, the iPad seems like it would be the better thing. You know, all those consumption things you were talking about, or the simple around the home thing where you're watching TV and a character says something in a show and it reminds you of something and you want to look it up. And, you know, the iPad is just, it's light and inexpensive and it works really well. And, you know, the one thing where this thing should be a clear winner is when you have to use a full app and you want to actually type on a real keyboard, but the keyboard's small. You know, it's just it's a weird area to compromise, you know.
The other thing too is it is fanless. It doesn't get very hot, which I don't know if it's throttling or just doesn't get hot because those Pentium chips aren't exactly blazing fast to begin with. But even right now, it's just mildly warm. It's definitely never gets hot. The other issue too that it's tough is the battery life.
Oh, right.
I'm getting like 5 to 5.5 hours right now, which is not a lot for this type of machine.
Mary Jo was saying that in her experience, Surface PC battery life has usually come in at about 50% of what they say it will be. In my experience, PCs overall are somewhere in the two-thirds to three-quarters, you know, range of promised battery life. So, what was the promise here? 9 hours? Was that the? Yeah. So that's okay. That's in that range. That's not good. It's not very good.
No, that and that's the
It's
thing is like I the thing is here, I really like this size. I actually really like the size of this thing because it is it's well, I don't want to shut it. I'm going to do the same thing again. It's easy just to grab and walk away. It weighs 1.15 pounds. I think they got the size right. I mean, the bezels are large. I mean, they feel at home, you know, in 2014, but whatever. So if you get past that, if it had killer battery life, if this thing lasted 12 hours, I think I would be much more optimistic about it. And I'm still optimistic about it because I think it's a nice size. I really like the size. I just wish that it had like a Core M3 in it or an i3.
You know, you are someone who travels with one of the heaviest 15-inch laptops on the market.
Yeah, let me grab it.
And you are literally wishing that what you could be bringing on these trips, you know, is this tiny ultralight thing. And that's always been the dream. I don't know if, like, people watching this remember back in the day. I can't remember exactly what the year this was. But Toshiba used to have a machine called the Libretto. And it was so tiny that it had like kind of a mouse nubbin thing over in the corner instead of having, because there was no room for a trackpad or whatever that you might have had in those days. And I desperately wanted to travel with that kind of thing. I've always wanted that kind of thing. Even further back than that, those Windows CE devices that were handheld PCs, and they were it was basically a keyboard, and then the screen was the shape of the keyboard, so it was just like a long, not very tall screen. I just could never make it work. You know, I'm a freak.
Yep. So this is the 15-inch Surface Book 2.
Yep.
And this is. Well, let me take the keyboard cover off because that's going to be what makes it turn off.
It's like,
I mean, it would almost literally serve this thing up on the platter. Yeah, yeah. Like
it's like,
it is.
That's really funny.
I mean, it's tiny, but that's, yeah. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yep.
So
actually turn it the other way, portrait size against it. Cause it's probably not even as tall if you turn the smaller one, the other direction.
Oh, yep.
To kind of measure it against the width or whatever.
It's like exactly the same size.
So funny. So you could actually fit two of those on the top of the Surface Book 2.
If I could be coordinated, I could actually turn this thing around here. There you go.
Yeah, easily with room to spare. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. Time Spy's finished.
You scored zero. Well, I think you were rotating the screen. That might have screwed it up.
Oh, is that why it bailed out of it?
It might be, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's impossible to be zero because the screen actually works. We know there is some sort of graphical processing happening on this machine. But
it's just like, stop. Just stop.
But, I mean, you can see like here, like I just opened Edge right there. I mean, the performance
Just go to you can't because it's not plugged in, but... Yeah, go to like a random site you've not visited, like nytimes.com or apple.com or something.
I want to go to. Oh, I forgot that doesn't actually go to it because that's Bing.
Right. But this is a fairly complex website, right? I mean, that came right up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's perfectly fine for just consuming things, just browsing around. I mean, there's no performance issues here at all.
That's good.
Yeah, and watching videos perfectly fine. And productivity things like, can I open Office here again? I don't think I've opened it. Where is it?
Yeah, it's coming.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I just was using Word and PowerPoint.
It's the Windows and ARM value proposition, right? Mm-hmm. This type of application, full desktop app, it's going to be a little slow, but it runs.
Yeah, and it works.
You know, and there is a huge value to that for many people.
And for what Microsoft is pitching this for, especially in the enterprise space, is a first line worker, somebody who's in the first line, they're cashier, or waitress, that type of person, somebody walking down the aisles of a convenience store or wherever in an auto shop. This device would be fine because they would just have an application. They just plug in the information and move on with life. They're
basically running it in kiosk mode.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Right. And the battery life is the thing that hangs me up even more so than, I did it again. The battery life is the thing that hangs me up more than anything else because the performance, you can get over that. But the battery life is always going to be there.
So, yeah. So what do you think? Do you think this is going to sell well? Is this going to expand the market for these devices?
I honestly think it probably will. I think it, well, I guess define selling well. the question is it going to sell better than a proper Surface Pro? And I don't know if it will, because the Surface Pro is, I don't know, I still quite like that machine. I'm actually, well, Paul, you don't even know this yet. I'm going to New York in 2 weeks, and I'll probably end up taking the Surface Pro because it's just a meeting thing.
Yeah.
And I don't need to crunch video or anything else. So I might actually take the Surface Pro on it just because I don't need the massive 15-inch with me. I could see this selling well to a certain demographic that just wants a casual PC to chuck around the house. And that's it. Those people, Paul, that definitely do not want an iPad, which is fine.
Yeah.
For that crowd, this thing is perfect.
So. It's fine if they're making this decision clearly. If the decision is I'm just not going to buy an Apple product, I'm not sure it's fine. But
yeah,
But whatever, it doesn't matter. We all have our own wants and needs and so forth. So yeah, if your thing is, look, I just want this computer and I want it to be my own thing and I don't want it to be my work stuff and I can't spend $1,000, you know. The interesting, it's almost an irony, is that today Surface Laptop is on sale at the Microsoft Store.
Yeah.
Not every configuration, but most of them. And so the Core i5, 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of SSD storage SKU is now $799. That's the price that you normally get 4 gigs of RAM, no color choices, and the Core M3 processor. That's $200 less than the usual price. $799 for that machine is incredible. And so the computer you're holding there is the upgraded version. So it's $550 plus $129 or $120 for that signature type cover, which is the equivalent of what you get on the Surface Laptop. Those prices are really close. Now, yeah. I get the Surface Laptop's not a tablet, you know, okay. But I couldn't, with a clear conscience, tell anyone to get the Surface Go over this other thing right now.
Sure, I agree.
That's a tremendous deal for a really nice machine.
Yep, especially if you jump it up again and you were going to get the 256 version.
Yeah.
That's one of the conundrums. But at the end of the day, at least there's an option, right? If people want this thing, they can get it. I would argue pretty heavily that if you were thinking about buying this thing, you're not buying it for the value. You're not buying, well, maybe, but I mean, you're not buying it for the performance. If you wanted the most performance you could get out of a $550 price point, you're not buying this machine. You can get a last gen Core i5 machine for that. Mm-hmm. So you can go find a lower end Surface Pro that's on sale for last gen that would probably be in that price range too. So this is very specific to somebody who wants that the lower end, the smaller size, which I got to tell you, I love this size.
Yeah, but if you do bring that Surface Pro with you on that trip, I mean, you're going to find that thing it's an incredible thing to travel with. It's a little bigger, but it's a really neat thing to travel with. I'm trying to see if I have, I don't have it anywhere. I wanted to see if I ever did that video encoding test on the X2, I guess I did. I don't know. I can't find it. Oh, here we go. No, it must not be in here because it would be way down the bottom. Anyway, I'm curious how those things compare.
Yep. Well, as we wrap it up on the Surface Go here, I will have a complete review probably next week. As you can imagine, lappability with this thing is not great, but that's, you know, it's just not as wide. What do you expect? So it's going to be It's going to be a little bit rough there. Well, do you like my background, by the way? It's very nice.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. All right. I can't even look at the show notes because I closed this thing 5 times, so I don't even know if there's anything else. But you got anything else for today, Paul?
No, I mean, obviously Surface Go is the big focus today. Not really. How about you?
No, not really. I mean, I guess if people have questions about it, just let us know and we'll try to answer them possibly tomorrow, because we'll be doing tomorrow live at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And you can maybe find that information at throughout.com/live if I remember to update it again. I didn't last week.
Yeah, it's the dog days of summer, Brad. You know?
It is.
Things are a little more casual.
Things are definitely a little bit more casual. They will pick back up as we kind of gear up here for Ignite, which will be coming up here at the end of September. I know Paul and I are both going, so if you are planning to go, please
Speaking of which, have you booked your flights for that?
No, I should. I actually emailed Microsoft yesterday because we're thinking about going down again early. I don't want to make sure we're staying at the same hotel, and we are.
Yeah, right.
So I should probably start thinking about booking that. Yeah.
Yep, me
I
too.
gotta.
And I really just the thought of thinking about stuff like this makes me upset. You know?
Well, it gets your mind off the heat.
Yeah, going to Florida in September is what's going to get my mind off the heat.
Yeah, we got to figure out what we're going to do for the behind the scenes, but we should just throw a Surface Go at Shamu and
Yeah, I was going to say maybe it could be something that's wet.
well,
We could take it on like a skidoo thing. What do you call those things? Like a
jet ski.
jet ski. You know?
Well, if anybody has any ideas, we're all out, so we've cashed in
Yes,
the
we've hit a wall. Sure.
cashed in the poker chips. So, all right, folks. So that wraps it up for today. We will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can find that on Therat, potentially on Therat.com/live if I can get that page to update, or on YouTube as well. Make sure to subscribe there, and then you'll get the notification. But that wraps it up for today, and have yourselves a very goful day or something.
Woof.
Yeah.